Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all time and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2MVU.
WS2O.
KE2VLA.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's four we'll start with right now. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. We've got 58 degrees up on the hill here, and took advantage of a day without rain. I mean, I guess it rained here a little bit. It didn't rain. They had the fall festival in town today. It was fun. And keep in mind that they want to do battery powered check-ins on at 10 tonight at 9:35.
Okay, yeah, roger that. That's what Mark was saying last night, part of the emergency traffic net system or whatever it's called there. I can't remember, national traffic system. But, okay, did you say you're at 58 degrees?
Yeah, we're at 58 right now.
Roger that. Okay, we have the same thing here at camp, 58 degrees. All right. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. WS2O, that's a new one for me. I don't remember you checking in before. Maybe you have. The handle here is Jeff, and so you give me your handle and tell me what's going on tonight.
All right, Jeff. The name here is George. I have checked in, but it's been a few years. We're mobile up here in Verona, but our home QTH is Russia, New York. We're about 60 degrees here in Vernon, not a whole lot going on, just jumping around a bit and see what was going on. There's guys in there with the net, so we thought we'd jump in and say good evening. WS2O, back to that.
Okay, George, well, you're putting out a great signal. You sound, loud and clear here. A little bit of bacon in the background, but nothing much to talk about. You're definitely coming in pretty good for all the way out there. All right, thanks for checking in, George, and feel free to check in again. We're here every night. All right, let's see, who's next? KA2VLA, Clint, good evening, what's up?
KD2AIAT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, one of my usual quiet days. Went out for lunch up to Charlie Two's restaurant in Jackson Hill. Went out for a late breakfast. And I did some work on the garage, things that needed to be picked up. So that's about all I accomplished. Did a lot of talking and visiting and over a couple of cups of coffee. But that's about all the news. We'll say 73s.
Okay, Clint. We're up here at camp, and I did take a walk down by your camp today. I didn't go right up next to it, but I went up to where I could see the front of it anyway, and then turned around. I was taking the dog for a walk, so I walked down about that far and then turned around and came back. Everything looked good from what I could see anyway. And then we found We found some edible wild mushrooms down there, not that far from your place there on that, down the Skid Road, and had them with dinner tonight. And you're talking about Jackson Hill. Do you remember there when, at least when I was a kid, I think it was around, 10 or 11 years old, you used to cut wood down there at WA-20Ks right there at the base of the hill on Jackson Hill Road.
Yeah, we burned wood 2 or 3 years. We got the supply off Jackson Hill.
Roger that. I remember helping you split some of it down there. And, I remember that many years ago, but I remember. All right. You have a good evening there, Clint, and we'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, my father there, John, on Echo Link down there in Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Excuse me. Here in the land of the late Henry Hudson. We're currently 68 degrees and light rain. Most of the day was dry. In fact, really bright sunshine earlier. Nothing else to report. Nice, quiet Saturday. Did some grocery shopping and, watching a little TV and doing some work on the computer earlier. And nothing all that exciting, so following your adventures on Facebook with the mushrooms. All right, Jeff, I'll throw that back to you and wrap it up here. It's WB2RUQ.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you saw that. Those mushrooms grow all year round, but during most of the year they're white. This time of year when it cools down, they turn a tan or almost like a lilac color in there somewhere, and they're harder to see because they blend in with the bark. At least they do when you're colorblind like me. So I was kind of happy to find them, and found them in a couple different spots down there, not that far from Clint's camp. And we cooked them up tonight with some Cornish game hen up here on the wood stove, and it came out. It was fabulous. That's all I got to say about it. All right, thanks for checking in, and glad you guys had a good day down there. We had a little rain here. It was misty most of the day. Nothing hard. At one point, it kind of rained, for about maybe 5 minutes, sort of hard, but the rest of the day, just occasionally you get a little mist here and there, and that's about it. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on? I'm surprised to hear you on the weekend. Usually you are out and about.
I've been out and about in my porch. I finished a computer that was more trouble than it was worth probably to do, but actually WA-20FK brought it in from the Beaver Falls Church, and motherboard went, I guess, and power supply and or both, motherboard. Power supply didn't show it bad voltages, but it showed bad power good signal. And even with a good supply, it wouldn't move. So I said, I got a bunch of these Dimension 2400s and such like that. Maybe I can swap hard drives and, mix and match and get one without having to, reload their stuff. And kind of my plan was sort of to do it, get them going, make a few bucks and, make some use of my old parts and whatever. It's probably more trouble than it was worth, but I spent the day sorting through stuff, and I actually got 2 or 3 of them going. One I wanted to salvage has got the full Microsoft Office 2007 Enterprise Edition, so that might be worth keeping for me. And I got everything going except the darn thing doesn't want to believe that it's got a CPU fan on it. It runs great, but it, when you turn it on, it comes up with that, warning. But I told them, for cheap, use it. And they only use it a couple days a week. They do it at church bulletin and that. So Harry's on his way over here to pick that up. And then I got and I'm cleaning off all the scattered parts scattered around the porch. now, and, you know, dismantled machine. So going to clean that up and not get to bed too late, and head over to Boonville tomorrow morning for the radio for the Town and Country 10K. And I don't know, maybe it will be fairly nice. It's pretty warm compared to some years. It's been it's been real cold for that run. Doesn't look like that's going to happen this year, so that's a good thing. It might be a little rainy, though. That's pretty typical. KC2WI.
Did you say you got the computer from WA2OFK?
If I said that, that's not the right call sign. Harry, what is Harry's call? It's similar. What is his call? It sounds the same, I think. Now, I'm going to have to look up his call sign because I don't, Harry Mitchell up in, up towards Grogan. I'm going to look it up here now because I probably, I guess it isn't similar. WB2SFZ, Harry, up in Grogan, KC2WI.
Okay, you had me worried there for a second because I know Harry's not going to be making any road trips anytime soon with his car there, but you got me thinking, like, boy, where did he get a computer from in Beaver River? So, okay, I'm glad it wasn't me. All right, okay, Pete, well, good luck there tomorrow. I'm going to be in here at camp until probably in the afternoon sometime. I won't get out of here. But good luck at the race tomorrow, and hopefully the weather will clear up a little bit for you. It's, you know, I'm not complaining. We've had a lot of dry weather, so this little bit of dampness is really kind of a, we kind of need a week of this or so. But good luck tomorrow with it, and thanks for checking in. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Juliet.
Kilo Delta 2 DXJ, I think that's what you said. Boy, that call starts to sound familiar. I know you've checked in here before, but I don't remember your name. I apologize. This is Jeff. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. This is Bill, KD2 DXJ in Governor, and I don't normally be up this late, but I am tonight, so I was just scanning around and heard you on the net, so I wanted to say hello. Not too much going here, 55 degrees, had a good day, mowed some lawn today, and I'll turn it back to you. Everyone have a good evening. KD2DXJ.
Okay, Bill. I know I've heard you before. I think you, did you ever check in with WX2PJR?
Yes. Yeah, I know Paul, and yeah, I've checked in with him a couple times. Like I say, I don't usually stay up this late, but it just happened to be tonight, so I wanted to check in. KD2DXJ.
Okay, now I remember where I heard you before. All right, well, thanks for checking in. Seems like everybody's around between 50 and 60 degrees tonight, so this humidity has kind of evened out the temperatures. Usually there's a big wide range of temperatures, but not tonight. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening there, Bill, and feel free to check in again the next time you're up this late. Okay, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I got up this morning, and I headed out and set up in my spot there just to see if anything was coming by. I mean, I guess basically I'm bear hunting, but I'm also keeping my eye open for rifle season here later in the when that comes into effect here for deer hunting. It was a hard time to be out there in the woods, actually. I mean, I was under a tent, so I wasn't worried about getting wet, but just there's so many you know, between the rain and the leaves falling, there's so much movement out in the woods. It's really hard to concentrate. So I'm kind of looking forward to you know, once all these leaves fall down, it's a little more, it's easier to hunt, for me anyway. And then, seeing as how, Traffic Service, what do they call that again? I got it written down here. National Traffic Service Organization there is wanting everybody to check in on battery power tonight. I decided to make sure my generator is working, and we ran that for a while today and charged up the battery packs. You know, there was no sun to do it, and everything seems to be working fine with that. And then we went out and did a little bird hunting for a while, and my wife brought me up the dog here because he kind of was antsing around the house. I think he wanted to come with me, so he's up here right now chasing around a bunch of mice underneath the camp. And took him out bird hunting for a while, too. He seems to like to get out there and chase things around. But no luck as far as getting any grouse, which is what I was really hoping for. But we did find some wild mushrooms out there, like I said before. And just kind of fell in here. We got a campfire outside, and we got a fire here in the wood stove tonight to keep the camp nice and dry. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2VLA.
Go ahead, Clint.
We used to pick mushrooms. They were called shaggy manes. And you had to have a silver dime or a silver quarter. You put in the frying pan with them, and if the coin turned black, you know that it was a poorer mushroom. So I decided not to take chances, put the quarter in my pocket, and threw the mushrooms away. That's my experience with shaggy manes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's, well, the scientific name for them is called Hericium, and they're also known as coral tooth, lion's mane. To me, they look like they almost look like cauliflower. They don't look like a traditional mushroom. They almost look like a wig, like a white wig. And actually, I found some not that far from your camp down there, what, about a month ago. And then I found some up by Crabtree's camp, too, growing out there out of the side of a little birch tree. And they are absolutely delicious mushrooms. But you're right. If you don't get them at the right time, they will taste bitter and horrible. They won't be poisonous, but they won't taste good. In fact, that whole family of mushrooms, there isn't a poisonous one in the entire North America. So they're considered the safest fungus to eat. And, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and it does grow all over the place up here. And I saw some, matter of fact, I saw some on North Lake Road one day driving back from here, and I stopped and picked that too and ate it. And sometimes it can be too watery. You have to fry out a lot of the water to get it to taste good. But it almost tastes like somewhere between crab meat and lobster. It's a very good mushroom.
The question, are there any beech nuts this year?
I haven't seen any, but the last couple times I heard there were good beech nut years, I never seen them anyway. The squirrels grab them up so quick, I haven't seen them, but I wouldn't put that much weight on, you know, what I haven't seen on that.
Okay, thank you.
It's KD2AIT, Net Control. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. This is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to regular emergency use. I'd like to thank Ray, George, Clint, John, Pete, and Bill for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear. KD2AIT, QSY.
Hi. Let me put a little power on here. This is KA2000 for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And if you're on other than commercial power, please tell me, because we're looking forward to find out how many people can operate in emergency situations. This is a simulated emergency test weekend for our nets. Stations coming up, please.
Says KD2AIT, good evening. We are on emergency power, 5 watts, about 5 miles west of North Lake. KD2AIT.
Yeah, I know where you were. KD2AIT, emergency power. Hello, Jeff. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. I'm operating on my generator system here. Okay, any other stations tonight with or without traffic?
KC2MBU portable. Running 1 watt, handheld.
Very good. KC2MBU. Oh, right. Thank you for checking in. Okay, anyone else? KD2AIT, Jeff, are you on Far Road or in that area?
I'm on North Lake Road, but I'm not far from the Far Road intersection.
Oh, okay. Very good. I think Clint's place was on Far Road, wasn't it?
No, Clint's place is almost a stone throw away from me. It's on the same dirt road. It's on the tax map, it shows it's Far Road, but it's actually North Lake Road. You'd have to actually drive across the river to get to Far Road.
Oh, I see. Okay, very good. Just curious. Kind of familiar with the areas, you know. Okay, thank you both for checking in. Anyone else before we go back? Thank you both. Much appreciated. Okay, have a good day. Have a good evening. Have a great Sunday. KA2000.